ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We'll be reading today first from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Lila, chapter 20, text 106. And it's a very interesting verse which is quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm sorry, it's a little philosophical, I mean a little difficult to understand. It's from the Naradiya Purana, and it tells us a little bit the mechanics which are necessary, the dynamics to for our inner orientation, which is so necessary. The inner orientation is so necessary for attaining success in our devotional practices. So the verse is here now for us. Achira deva sarvata siddhyat yesham abhipsita sadharmasyava bodhaya yesham nibandini mati. Achirat, very soon, eva, certainly, sarva ataha, the goal of life, siddhyati, becomes fulfilled. Esham, of these persons, abhipsitaha, desired. Sadharmasya, of the path of progressive devotional service. Avabodhaya, for understanding. Yesham, those whose Niyabandini, unflinching. Matihi, intelligence. In this verse, you will hear what qualities are required in order to quickly attain the desired goal of your life. Those who are eager to awaken their spiritual consciousness and who thus have unflinching and undeviated intelligence certainly attain the desired goal of life very soon. This verse quoted from the Naradiya Purana is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm really sorry that we will hear a lot of Srila Prabhupada in the lecture, but the purport is ending here. So let us just zero in on this verse. Let us just concentrate on what are the essential statements here. The verse says that first there must be some eagerness to awaken spiritual consciousness. That is important. So those who have that, not those who are just, doesn't matter, but who are eager to develop their spiritual consciousness and who as a result have an undeviated intelligence, who just say, okay, my intelligence is fixed now on this project in my life. I want to awaken my spiritual consciousness. These personalities can quickly attain the desired goal of their life. They must be eager, and then they must fix their intelligence on how to do that. How can you go there? When I talk on this verse, I always remember Indra Prabhu. He knew, I want to go back, I want to develop my original constitutional position. He would talk a lot on this. I don't want to be in a false life. And then he was eager to do that. And he found out, how do I do this? And he found out studying the Shastras, I will go to the holy Dham and I will chant the Hare Krishna mantra there, bas. Very focused, very concentrated, and it is said if these qualities are there with the personality, he will attain the goal of his life very soon. We have other examples of Prabhupada's disciple. I think Mahanidhi Maharaj is also like this. I know His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj also, he told me once, he found out best place to practice Krishna consciousness is in the land of mercy. Let's go to Sridhar Mayapur, and best process is to become Krishna conscious and spread Krishna consciousness. That's very dominant in his understanding. These two instructions of Mahaprabhu. I order every man to become Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness. So devotees who have this, they are eager to develop their spiritual consciousness, and then they bring their intelligence to the question, how am I going to do this? They certainly attain the desired goal of life. I believe many of the devotees who come to such gatherings, which are, let us say, a little bit intense in that they are focused, we are really here to chant the holy name and to not do anything else, basically. And we cannot do anything else because it's the forest of Eastern Germany. What will you do in the forest of Eastern Germany? Have no possibility. So this is, I think, a very serious group of devotees who have thought deeply. I want to attain the goal of my life. Okay, let's now be serious. How do I do this? And make plans accordingly. Dobro. So this was the verse. Thank you. I have the watch. Gaurahari asked, should I bring a watch so that you stop in time? And I say, I have the watch. 8:45, right? So, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are different meanings which have been given to the chanting of to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are most familiar with the meaning which Srila Prabhupada has so often pronounced in different ways. That is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. We are very sure what this means. In the teachings of Lord Kapila, Prabhupada says, in the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, O, he usually says, yes, what do you want? And the answer is, please engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. So the chanting of the Maha Mantra is a prayer to Radha, and at other places Prabhupada emphasizes Krishna for engagement in their service. That's what the meaning of the Hare Krishna or the mantrata is. The Vaishnava tradition of chanting mantras in japa and kirtan says always mantrata chintanam. That is Jiva Goswami in the Bhakti Sandavas. While chanting a mantra, you must meditate, think on the artha, the meaning. Artha can also mean value, but here it means meaning. And in this way, connect with the essence or the heart of the mantra. No? So it's a prayer to be accepted in service. Prabhupada said sometimes it's our only prayer. That's really what we are about in our Krishna conscious movement. Now, this meaning of the mantra has been variously, there are other meanings which all have that type of intensity or calling. And if you want to have a real elaborate meaning, then Gopal Guru's meanings are very much recommended by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also they are very much in tune to Sanatan Goswami's and Gopal Bhatta Goswami's meanings which they give in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. But now one of these meanings which is directly connected with Prabhupada's essential meaning of chanting is Hey Krishna, Ruchi Bhavatu Me. O Krishna, please may I develop taste for you. As much attachment as I now have for worldly affairs, I pray that a similar degree of attachment may develop for your holy feet. What a wonderful prayer. The devotee turns helplessly to Krishna. He feels, I'm wanting to attain you, my Lord, but at this moment I'm still surrounded by unfavorable circumstances. My body and my mind, which are all around me, are not allowing me to give you that amount of attention, that degree of surrender, which I so much want to give you, but as of yet I'm just so distracted. Such a devotee who comes to this point, this here is a difficult German word, Ausgangsposition, means the point where you start your spiritual life. Huh? That devotee is truly fortunate because he has the first quality, eagerness, which is the only prize to enter the divine realm. Only eagerness. Eagerness, if you have it, good. If you don't have it, it's very necessary to attain that. Such a devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his moving, prayerful way how such a devotee who has arrived at this Ausgangsposition, it's very different, starting position, maybe. He says, alas, how truly unfortunate I am. I have fallen into this insurmountable ocean of material existence. I'm not at ease here. I'm thrown here and there by the violent waves of my wicked desires. I cry miserably at my helpless condition. You know, it's like someone who drowns. I'm in a foreign element, and it's not the place where I belong. But I do not see any hope for being saved. Hopeless, hopeless. What should I do? How will I be delivered? I do not see any solution to my dilemma. Alas, alas, I am most unfortunate. I was for the last week, I was in the midst of the ocean for 9 days. You can't imagine how much you want to go on land when you are on 9 days. I felt really like a human out of land, you know, not like a fish out of water, a human away from land. It was as the same misery as a fish out of water. One of our members, exalted devotees, leading guru, had to leave the ship. It was just so intolerable. It was just so difficult. Now, I was imagining, what if I fall at one stage of my seasickness across the railing into the ocean, and the ship just goes on and I'm left in the ocean. Maybe I see in the horizon some other boat, but how miserable is my situation? This is the analogy of a conditioned soul. I'm most unfortunate, my Lord. Take me to you now. Save me. Take me up to the shade of the cool dust of your lotus feet. Oh, have mercy on this wretched self. Hare Krishna, that type of eagerness is the starting point for real spiritual life, where you really begin to understand that you can't enjoy in this world. Where you turn to your mind and say, oh brother mind, bye. Brotherji, see everything here which you have is subject to time. It's here for some time, and you are also only here for some time. Brother mind, think about this. You will die very soon. Call out now to the Lord who can save you. So a devotee who has come to this starting point, you know, it takes sometimes years of practice in the Krishna conscious movement. Usually in the beginning one has it, but then one becomes like me, an older devotee. One gets enough to eat, one enough to sleep, one gets flowers, and then the world seems to be tolerable after some time. But no, it's not. We have to always come back to this point of eagerness, that I belong to you, Krishna. This world cannot offer me what my soul requires. That is the shade of your lotus feet. So such a devotee will, as we have heard in this morning's verse, become eager to develop his or her spiritual consciousness, and then will use his or her intelligence unflinching and undeviatingly to concentrate on this goal. And if one can manage to do this, if one can come to this point, then very soon one reaches the desired goal. Now, on the way to this, there must be three considerations. First of all is, one must avoid on this road Vaishnava aparad. In Harinam Chintamani, this becomes very clear. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, Vaishnava aparad is the big no-no. It's the killer of the Bhakti Lata Beach, of that precious little inclination, that precious little plant inside which grows to reach the lotus feet of the Lord. No? That is the mad elephant which tramples everything which is there in the, your heart. There was a Brahmana who suffered miserably because he had committed Vaishnava aparad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left the Navadvip area and gone to Puri, but he returned to Navadvip when he wanted to go from Puri to Vrindavan on sacred pilgrimage. So that Brahmana had thought that there was no true Vaishnava existing in Kali Yuga and had been offensive towards devotees, and he suffered as a result. I have seen one of my god brothers who told me that he had once beaten someone, and for 11 years, you know, beating someone is really the epitome of Vaishnava aparad. You beat a Vaishnava, that's not good. Physically beat him. But if you already think bad about him, that's mentally beating him, that's also not good. Anyway, so he had described to me for 11 years his life turned chaotic after this, because Vaishnava aparad is just so bad. And so this Brahmana, I don't think he had beaten someone, at least we don't hear about it. He suffered, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Navadvip again, he went to Mahaprabhu and said, "What should I do? I'm so miserable and my spiritual life is stopped." And Mahaprabhu gave him a good recommendation. He said, "When you drink poison with your mouth, the only way to become healthy is to drink with the same mouth nectar medicine, rasayanas." So in the same way, if you have spoken poison with your mouth, that is Vaishnava aparad, then the only way to cure yourself is to speak nectar with your mouth, that is to glorify Vaishnavas. There is a prayer where Vaishnavas are glorified in the by Devaki Nandan. It's a very traditional prayer, very old and ancient prayer. It's that It was composed by that Brahmana who had made an offense against Srivas Thakur by placing, you know, these anrüchige Artikel, this insinuating articles before Mahaprabhu's, before the Shiva Sangam. And he later became a leper, got lepra because of Vaishnava aparad. And then the recommendation to heal himself was he should go to Srivas Thakur and then he should also glorify the Vaishnavas. That was another recommendation. So if you do Vaishnava aparad, you have to know this is really dangerous for your spiritual life, and better to use your mouth to praise the devotees. The next point is chant with feeling. Intense, here comes a difficult English word. I can imagine that those of us who don't speak good English can't understand this. Contrition. In Deutsch is ein Gefühl innerer Zerknirschung. I know that is even in German we don't know what Zerknirschung means. Contrition means like a feeling of repentance, of feeling really sorry. That is how you should chant the Krishna mantra. In the Bhagavatam, this inner feeling is expressed with a shloka from the sixth canto. It says, may my mind always be eager to see you, Krishna. Just as unfledged birds, means birds who cannot yet fly, cannot live without their mother's presence. As hungry calves anxiously wait to drink their mother's milk, and as a wife remains absorbed in thoughts of her husband when he is away from home. In this way, I want to be eager to be with you, Krishna. This is an eagerness must be there in the heart. If we are not able to really long for Krishna and want to connect with Krishna, then our kirtan will be only melodious but not spiritually strong. It must be a kirtan, must be first must be there. Sankirtan means together with all of us, so we have to be together. We can't afford to separate from each other by being offensive towards each other or thinking bad about others. When in kirtan we are not harmoniously thinking, we are now all together singing for Krishna, that kirtan will be not pleasing for Krishna's ears. Krishna wants to see that his devotees appreciate and serve each other and not commit these separating apparats from each other. And then there must be eagerness in the kirtan, calling out like a little bird. This means mother, come. Or a little calf who tugs or tears at the rope which separates him from his mother where he can drink milk. So we must also want to go to Krishna in our kirtan. Eagerness. I very much liked yesterday one devotee opened the two kirtans were just excellent. that carried us, really. One devotee said, please bless me that I can serve you during this time. Kirtan leaders and kirtan singers and devotees should have this. I want to serve the devotees. I want to serve Krishna. And outside the kirtan, we should, during our stay here in the kirtan village, really see that we serve each other. No Vaishnava parati, opposite thing. Vaishnava appreciation, Vaishnava seva, very important. And the last is put your heart into the chanting. That means you will have to contemplate about the meaning of the holy names. I will read again Prabhupada's meaning, which I think you will love very much. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna. Hare! Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, yes, what do you want? And the answer is, please engage me in your service. Wonderful, no? My dear devotees, I want to now, this was all what you have heard. I have mostly quoted from Shastras. I didn't have my own voice. I have. What I want to say is, I want to say now something personally which comes from my heart. I have noted that I'm a very bad chanter. Finally, I can also admit it, because I'm old, getting old now. I don't have to play many roles any longer. I can just be honest, I'm very bad, because I'm... Those who know me a little bit personally know I have a very active mind. That's sometimes not good, because it's difficult to concentrate with such a mind. It's just something like a bad leg or lepra or something. It's not a good condition for spiritual life. So, but I have noted something when I read this meaning of the mantra. Here Prabhupada said, in the beginning we first address the internal energy of Krishna. And that's why when you chant the whole mantra, it's very difficult to keep the whole mantra in the mind. But if you bring your mind just to the first Hare, in the beginning, in other words, don't try to concentrate throughout the whole mantra. That's a long mantra, but just to the Hare, that's a short thing, that's very easy to do. And you will see something magically happening. If you just bring your mind as you sing, or as you do your japa, in singing it's a little bit easier to bring the mind there. In japa it may be a little bit more difficult. You just go to the Hare. So you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm now at the end of the Mahamantra, so now comes the beginning, the first Hare. Hare, I bring the mind there. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare. Always again and again to the first Hare. You connect in the beginning, and I also do this when I sing. And then after some time, you will see how magically, by the blessings of Radharani, I think, or somehow, I can't explain it, I don't want to explain it also, because this is way above my head, what is happening. You will be with the mantra always. Please try it. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. Then we address, then we ask, what do you want? The question is, the answer is, please engage me in your service. That will work very much wonder. Try it. I mean, after all, we can be creative a little bit. Try it. It's authorized. So this will get you taste, because taste will come when you are purified in your heart. And the purification of the heart will come about by the mercy of the holy names, which wash the heart from the contaminations of the Kali Yuga, which are there. This heart is contaminated, and therefore we don't have any taste. Rupa Goswami expresses this in his Padishamrita, where he says, just like a person who has jaundice can't taste sugar, we who have avidya, ignorance in our heart, can't taste the holy name. What is this jaundice for us? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives 4 points of this disease. He says we have illusory attachments, strong love for the fleeting material world, we identify with the material body made of flesh and bones, and we identify with the subtle body, the mind, intelligence, and ego. A lot of ego is also there in the Hare Krishna movement. Those who have investigated with the right, with a philosophical mind, have seen. We have so many attachments to thinking, to think of other things than Krishna, mundane literature, films, mundane talks, and so on. And we have a servant mood towards Maya. When there's a Maya thought, we become servants of this Maya thought. This means avidya, ignorance in the heart, and therefore we can't have taste in Krishna. What do you expect when your heart is so contaminated by these material things? But these three things will work. To chant with a feeling of connection and eagerness. We had this. May my mind always be eager to be with you like little birds who want to be with their mother. And then you must contemplate the meaning of the mantra while chanting. And then chant with, I've not talked about this morning, some heart-rending lamentation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says how this kakuti means lamentation, this hard feeling, huh? How this goes. Seeing no alternative, the devotee cries for the mercy of sadhu and guru, calling out to the Lord, O Krishna! Now, I would like you to call out. Maybe you first want to hear what I want you to call out and think if you want to do this. Yes, I agree. So I read it first and then alone, and then if you want, you can do it. O Krishna, deliverer of the fallen souls, I'm your eternal servant. Yet I have fallen into this material ocean only to suffer. O Lord, be merciful and bestow the shelter of the dust of your lotus feet. Those who want to say, please let us say it. O Krishna, deliverer of the fallen souls, I'm your eternal servant. Yet I have fallen into this material ocean only to suffer. O Lord, be merciful. At that moment, the merciful Lord places the devotee at his feet and offers comfort. These three things, my dear devotees, please try them. Maybe you will forget them, so if you want, you can make a note. These are things, these are from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which will destroy this avidya, this ignorance, and this problematic condition in the heart, which doesn't allow us to have taste. Chant with a feeling of connection and eagerness. Contemplate the meaning of chanting. You know, the meaning of the mantra. And then chant with some heart-rending lamentation. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. My dear devotees, we are so fortunate. Shyamachandra, I can hear what you talk, but he can't hear me. Okay. Now he is it. We are in such a good situation. We have the company of saintly devotees, and more will come. I hear there are devotees on the airplane now. Our Bibi Govinda comes somewhere from a different, Bibi Govinda Maharaj comes somewhere from a different, I think Canada or somewhere. He should be landing any moment. Not any moment, at 11 o'clock. And Lokanath Maharaj is most probably also in the air at the present moment. And many devotees are coming to join us. So we have a company of saintly devotees. We have a relatively peaceful and secluded place to chant, that is here in the forest of East Germany. All what we need, maybe, is a determined attitude, as it is expressed in the verse which we have read today. Yeah? Bring your intelligence now here. You are here. This is the best place you could be. The time is now. Now means during these coming days. The company is here. You have people who have come for this, not for something else. Here you have excellent conditions. So please use this and become fortunate in your spiritual life. I want to end here to make really sure that we are on time for the prasadam, and then can start at 10 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.